So check it out. I am fairly new to being polyamorous. I have two beautiful girlfriends who are very kind to me.
Oh, yeah, dude.
We see each other separately. They're not really into sharing me, I guess, all the time.
This dude's a beta alpha.
This is exactly what JP's talking about. This guy's exactly who JP was talking about.
I've got a rotation of bitches. I've got a stable full of hoes who I visit.
They get too jealous to be in the same room. Yeah. They'll claw their eyes out going for my penis.
I literally can't have them bring me you two at the same time or there's going to be a conflict.
Okay, so what else we got from this guy?
Sharing me, I guess, all the time. First one I've known for a very long time. We've been seeing each other in this capacity for about, like, maybe 7 months. He's wonderful. She's my main squeeze, and I'm her main squeeze. And
nice.
But,
nice,
like, dude. She has another partner, and... they're doing their thing, and I'm totally fine with that. The other dude is, like, my homie, and I'm
your
okay
homie?
With girl number two. We've been seeing each other for maybe, like, 4 months. They know each other. I've known them both for a pretty long time.
What the fuck?
But
that's weird.
Girl number two is a lot harder for me to handle. Then number one,
it's just
and
how much JP nailed the cadence.
Yeah,
hysterical.
It's amazing.
I keep trying to listen to him, and I just keep thinking of JP's riff from the last call. The cadence is exactly
I
right.
I feel like the way he talks is like very informed by how poly people communicate.
Yeah,
you have
dude.
To be like very careful with your language.
Search
for like the exact kind of terms and like therapy speak.
You're right.
To, like, talk, you know, just to make sure you're saying the.
It's a chatbot with a very slow loading speed.
They all do have that stilted speech. I would love to have a linguist analyze it someday. All right, let's see what else he's got here with his stable of whores that we need to help him with. We need to get Saudi Arabian on these bitches.
Partner, so I feel like I end up over there doing a lot of emotional labor and stuff that I don't really feel like is reciprocated. She's maybe I guess I'm trying to say that she's more 80, but the good times are good with both of them. And I guess I want to ask, how can I encourage my second committed girlfriend to find another partner that maybe I can split some of this emotional labor with.
He's just
the answer to his answer to solving the quagmire is adding more people to it. Let's get more factors in play here.
Oh man, this is fucking hilarious. This is like how can I?
It's the future.
How can I split rent? This is too much. Making ends meet on this girlfriend is too much. Can I get a roommate in this pussy?
Dude.
How do I ask my girlfriend to have someone take a little bit of the pressure
off
me?
How do I find a babysitter for my second girlfriend?
Yeah, literally.
This is also a strange setup. He's known them. They've all known each
he
other
knows
forever.
All of them so well.
This is so weird. That's a weird thing.
This
it's
is
like
a fucking powder keg.
Because if this girl was just a rant. See, this is. Yes, exactly. JP, you make a great point where he's like, how we need to get someone else to. It's like, isn't the whole point of polyamory? The whole point is that you just say your needs clearly. You don't do some weird, like, instead of being like, hey, I'd really only like to see you these amount of times a week. You know, this is the kind of relationship I'd like to have, and setting boundaries, and if she doesn't stick to them, leaving, he's like, babe, why don't you get another guy to yap to? Because it can't be fucking me. I'm here for pussy. It's like I'm here for the second string head. I'm not here to hear about your problems constantly.
Can you start sucking off some other guy who could come change the light bulbs once in a while? I can't be coming over every time with this bullshit.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I mean, are you sure that's the answer? Go ahead, Elvis.
I have a perfect solution for
you. Oh, hell yeah.
The other girl has a boyfriend. Tell that guy to pull his weight. Start fucking this girl a little. It's like you want to be part of what we got going here. You got to step up to the plate. Fuck her.
Right. We have all the tools we need in front of us.
Yeah, right. And they're all they've all known each other for 7 years or whatever.
It sounds like they live together almost.
It's such.
Isn't that what a homie would do for a homie?
Yeah. He's your homie. Calling your girlfriend's second boyfriend your homies. So awesome. What's up, G? You put a hurting on that tonight? Yeah, I'm going over to fucking Miss Won't Fucking Shut Up's house. Anyway, have fun fucking my girl. Wish me luck, bro. Fuck that pussy right for me, man.
Yeah, we'll all see each other at Boy Genius. Until then, have a good time.
That scenario is a lot like when I'm here after a long day of work and Stav like puts on a fucking basketball game and pulls up seamless. And I'm like, well, I'll stick around for a fucking taco. He's like, hey, man, I got some DiGiorno on the counter. You want to get a game of Madden in real quick?
What is Kush Brothers if not a polycule?
It is true. It's true. Yeah, man, I don't know that you need to encourage her to get another boyfriend. You just need to like tell her what you can offer. I mean, again, clear communication, from what I understand, is the biggest part of being poly. And you're being kind of, I guess you're getting the positives in that you're fucking two women, but you're not getting the positives out of, like, just communicating and saying that this is too much.
You got enough going on, dude. You don't got to bring in the reserves.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't split tens, man. You don't split tens. You're just trying to double down and get more people involved in the equation.
Yeah, she'll be bitching to you. She'll be bitching to you about that guy because, you know, she's just dating him because you forced her to.
Right.
So it's going to be like even more your problem.
This can't be your idea. Even for poly people, that's got to be weird. The whole idea is like, whatever happens, happens. Not my boyfriend tells me to get another boyfriend because he finds me annoying. That seems like that doesn't seem like the whole spirit of the thing. So, yeah, you know.
Delicately worded, dude.
So, I don't know, man. I guess you could trick her. I guess you could start hiring some sexy guys to hang out.
Polyamory, to me, it seems like you're taking two classes at once. Like, you're doing your calculus homework while you're playing dodgeball.
Yeah.
It doesn't add. Like, I don't know why people make it that difficult.
Yeah, to me, it's like, I just think, like, hey, if you want to just fuck for a little bit, that's cool, man. You don't got to fucking have a word for it. You know what I mean? It's like, I guess it is just, in theory, I don't know. To me, although I guess my perspective is that's cool, but it's like, come on, it's not a serious relationship. You're also getting pussy on the side. Even though there's people who are married who've been together years that pull it off, but I don't know.
I'd even go a step further. I mean, she's probably being coerced into like agreeing to doing poly with this guy. The reason they're not in the
well, that's
can't
the
be
thing
the
about polyamorous room. Relationships, Elvis, is that everyone fully agrees that it's a good idea.
Yeah.
It was everyone's idea all at once.